The Burt Show.
Moe's friend's in the middle of a shakedown right now, and that is a word you don't hear often anymore. It feels like a very 50s. Let's go over to Moe's house. Shake him down. you don't really hear that much anymore.
You know, the man went on a date and ended up in the middle of a shakedown that he seemingly now cannot get out of. It has gotten worse, whether you can believe that or not. So to reset, a good friend of mine is trying his best to find his person, and he is struggling and has been struggling with it for quite a while. So he goes on a date with somebody that he thinks he likes and he thinks is going to be a good time. And they hit it off really quickly. And next thing you know, they're back at his place and things get hot and heavy. Afterwards, she comes downstairs where he has like an island in his kitchen, and she just starts dumping things out of her purse. And as she's dumping things out of her purse, she is telling him straight up, that was great and I appreciated it, but I got nails that need to be done. I need to get my hair done. And I got a few things going on in my life. And I'm a little too old to just be out here running around, wasting my time playing with somebody. So since we have now entered into this new part of our relationship, what you plan on doing about all of this?
Some may call this as a business decision. She's a businesswoman.
He made a business decision.
It's almost like, let's make a deal. Like, what are you going to get first?
I mean,
if you got lipstick, we'll give you $100.
So she's not shaking him down for money. She's shaking him down for a relationship where he will pay for these things in said relationship.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
A shakedown's a shakedown.
I mean, it's a great business move. I'm not mad at the business move. The placement of the business move seems a bit off. It feels like that she probably gave up the leverage before she went into negotiations, but she kind of leveraged that out by dumping a weapon out of her purse, I guess, in order for him to feel a little bit of intimidation as she is expressing what she wants out of him in this new relationship.
So again, to paint the picture, there's this island in the kitchen. She dumps out her purse. There is a weapon, a firearm, and she's just standing over there, probably like hands on the counter looking at him and giving him this shakedown, ultimatum, business deal, whatever you want to call it, over said firearm.
So I asked him exactly that. Like, what was her demeanor as she was doing this? And he said she wasn't, like, looking at him. So he was standing there, like, going into the fridge, being normal, and she's just looking at the counter, like, not looking at him at all, but speaking to him and just dumping things out on the counter. And obviously he hears the loud bang from, and he turns around. It's a firearm on his island. And she looks up at him at the end of the spill and says, what are we going to do?
This almost feels like a Netflix special. And based on her calmness and the way she's handled it all, it makes me feel like this was not her first time doing this.
That's what I said.
This ain't her first rodeo.
Not at all. Like, I would have been more afraid of the fact that she wasn't even giving me eye contact. Like, this is this. I'm afraid for him. So he's like, I'm done. So I imagine you are, but is she? Because my mind immediately went to, she knows where you live. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not but so much you can do at this point. You set yourself up pretty bad here. So he's like, nah, bro, I think I'm done. A couple days go by.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He has problems of his own.
Let me tell you about this little red flag that I'm seeing in this relationship.
So he blocks her on all platforms, blocks her number, blocks her everywhere. So a couple days go by, and it's quiet. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's over. Maybe he learned a valuable lesson, and he'll date a little differently moving forward. So then he says he starts hearing his phone ping, and it's pinging, and it's pinging, and it's pinging. So he looks down, and he realizes that it's her texting him from, I guess she downloaded an app and started texting him from this app, from a different number. And she started off pretty calmly saying, hey, I see you blocked me. All good. But there's a problem. I left my AirPods in your home.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I left my AirPods. I'm searching for where they are.
Can you leave? I think I left them right next to my gun.
she claims that she went to find my AirPods little app, and it's saying that they're in his home. So she said, I tried to do this the calm way, which I don't know when that was, but she claims that she did. And she told him, I'll give you 24 hours to give me my AirPods back. And if you don't, I'm coming to your place with the police. This is what she has told him that.
So my first thought is, this is easy to fix. Even if it's going to cost you a couple of $100, go ahead, get some new AirPods, or just bring them to her.
That's why I think this is a game.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, you don't see her face to face at all.
Send the AirPods to her?
No, I mean, obviously she knows where you live. So I would, like, literally tape those things on the front door and be like, come and get them.
So the problem is he can't find them. He did genuinely look for him. Like, he texted her back and was like, you didn't have to do all of this. You could have just texted me and said, I have your AirPods. I would just give them to you. And she's like, I couldn't do that because you blocked me. So you forced me to take it here. So he went through the entire home to try to find the AirPods. He can't find the AirPods.
Just send her a new pair.
That's what I told him. Yeah. Just send her the money to buy a new pair. Chalk it up as an L. Chalk it to the game for the decisions you made.
No, now this is extortion.
So what? It's only $300 worth of extortion. Go for it.
Yes, yes. It's worse. It would be worse for her to just linger around in his life.
Yes.
And whatever comes of that. But
what
she
makes
doesn't
you think? What makes you think if he gives her these AirPods, she's going away?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just don't know what else to make and do. I don't want him to go to jail. Like, that would be worse.
I think that would be the first step. Maybe she does come back. Maybe she doesn't. But I would just do anything, like you said, anything to keep her out of my line of vision.
I told him to send her the money. I don't think it's worth the headache of him having to deal with her, like, bringing the police over to his house.
So I think we're talking about the same guy, your friend that I know.
Yep.
He just invites chaos into his life.
Oh, that's what he does.
That's what he does.
And that's why I keep him as a friend.
He is Captain Chaos. Yes. He's good for content,
yes,
man.
Yes, he is.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.